Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley from Inside Carolina here. After Carolina's 59-7 loss to Virginia Tech, I ask Inside Carolina's Jason Staples what the coaching staff has to do to keep these Tar Heel players motivated and positive in the midst of the worst season in the Larry Fedora era.
If you're already preaching process over results anyway, it helps a little bit, but that's what you have to really do. You have to emphasize that what we're working toward here is to get better rep after rep, day after day, do our job. And if we do what we're supposed to do and we do it right and we do it with high intensity, we do it with enthusiasm, the results will come. And you just focus on making sure that every rep, every day, all of those things is done with attention to detail, with intensity, and with enthusiasm. And you try to work with your players to convince them that outcomes, yeah, everybody measures by outcomes, but what really matters is doing your job right. And if you do that, then the outcomes eventually follow. Even if they haven't so far, we just keep chopping wood, keep doing things the way that you're supposed to do them, fix the things that need to be fixed, and do it all with enthusiasm and confidence. And you know what? Miami maybe doesn't want to play us this week if we get this stuff fixed. Maybe we're going to go in and we're going to give them everything they can handle because we're going to do it right this week. We're going to work on, you know, we gave up this play. We're going to continue to work on the technique that gave that play up, you know, these sorts of things. And you just focus on those details and you try not to get too big picture with kids.
Miami comes into Kenyon Stadium as a 20-point favorite. Kickoff is at noon on ESPN2.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.